Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country, but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are? Why we're not marching in the streets?
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
End the Federal Reserve. End the fractional banking system.
End the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. End the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You, the people, have the power. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, let us all unite!
everybody. I hope you enjoyed that little opening there. That's one of my personal favorites. My name is Joseph Gibson, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. Beautiful weather down here, 79 degrees. Oh, the best time. This is the best. This weather is the best because in about 45 days, it's going to get up to 105 degrees. Dew point will be 75. The grass is going to turn brown, burnt up. The trees are going to be falling off to their side, burning up. Everything's going to die. The animals will be screaming for water. The lakes and ponds are going to dry up. But anyway, that's how it is here in North Carolina. Let me tell you, the end of June, July, it is dead here. It is so hot. You cannot work outside. You know, if you're going to work outside, you better start about 5 a.m. and quit about 10 a.m. because it gets too damn hot after that. And it stays hot till about 7:30 at night, till that sun goes down. But anyway, tonight we're going to have a very interesting program. I do see you, Dr. Ventura, on the line here, and I see Brother Lewis's number. We don't have too many callers on the line. We've got a few people in the chat room. I don't know where everybody is tonight. I don't know where Mike out in Wisconsin is, if he's going to tune in tonight or not. I don't see him on the line even tonight. What's going on, Mike? Where are you? I know he doesn't like it when I ask where he is. I hope he's healthy. That's the only reason why I worry, because I don't know if he's healthy or not. And, you know, he's okay. That's the only reason why that I ask, you know, if he's okay or not. So it's not to criticize him in any way. I know we had that discussion on the program at one time where he was like, well, you know, I was out at dinner. You didn't have to talk about me that way. But anyway, Mike, I'm just worried about you. That's all. But anyway, I do see a lot of other supporters on the line here tonight. Elizabeth Rondo, I called her like she requested, and then she hung up on me twice. She must be sitting in her chair. Woe's me, sleeping. So, you know, and I want to remind everyone, you know, some of you won't be here when I get of that age, when I'm 85 years old, but I will have it in writing. When I turn 85, when I turn 80 years old, I'm as miserable as some of the people in my family or some of the people I've met throughout my life, not naming names, but if I'm that miserable and I can't stand being around my own family, and I'm that miserable, please, shoot me. Do something, okay? Pull the plug, okay? If I'm that miserable in my life, please, just go ahead, shoot me. I don't want to be 85 years old sitting in an old recliner saying, woe's me, you know, listening to doctors poison me. Oh, I don't want to listen to any advice. I don't want to care. I mean, you know, we try to help people, even within my family, and they won't listen. You can't give people money anymore nowadays because they won't listen. But anyway, we're going to talk about a subject here tonight, Easter Sunday. What is Easter all about, really? You know, the Easter bunny, hippity hop, he brings those Easter bunny eggs to you, and, you know, you got, I remember growing up when I was a kid, you know, I had nothing to do with Jesus Christ, Easter, when I was growing up in my household. It had nothing to do with Jesus. It was about an Easter basket sitting on the table with a bunch of chocolate bunny rabbits and a few toys. That's what Easter meant to me growing up, okay? Maybe that's why some of the people here I'm trying to get on don't want to call in. But that's what Easter meant to me. What is the origin of Easter? What is Easter all about? And Dr. Ventura and Brother Lewis from California are going to explain that to us tonight. What is Easter? I mean, well, listen, tomorrow's Good Friday. Good Friday, right? It's so good. And you can't eat meat tomorrow now. That's what they say, right? You can't eat meat. Okay? And Brother Lewis and Dr. Ventura are going to explain this. And we're not going to let everyone take 30 minutes at a clip. So, you know, other callers want to get in here. And I do see a few already on the line. And I will get to you. And people, you do know, I take all callers and I don't screen callers on this program. But I want to give Dr. Ventura the first shot at this. And I'm going to give him about 4 or 5 minutes to open it up. All right? And he'll get more chances as the show goes on. Then I want to give Brother Lewis a few minutes to explain some things. And then I want to get to a couple other callers, and we're just going to go with the flow tonight. But this is my introduction. What is the origin of Easter? How important is Easter Sunday to you? I mean, as Americans, as a country in the United States, we all celebrate it, right? Somehow, some way, or maybe in the past, growing up, Easter meant something. Did it not? I mean, I let's be honest here. I just told you what Easter meant to me as a child. It doesn't mean that today, and now I've learned the truth about Easter. And we all know Christ did not resurrect or rise on the day that they say he did. And we'll need to get into that also. That's another reason why I wanted a couple people from my family to listen in tonight, but they're hiding, I guess. I know they're not busy doing other things, a couple of people in my family. I know they're not. And I'm not mentioning names, but I know they should be out there listening to this. Because Easter isn't about the Easter Bunny bringing eggs and chocolate bunnies to you, okay? So, Dr. Ventura, I'm going to give you the first shot, and we're going to go down the line here. And hang on just real quick, though. Donald Trump, he dropped the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan today. There's another subject maybe a couple people want to talk about here tonight. The mother, and I found out, I remember I was talking to a family member today about what's the ratio? What's the rate, you know, how far does this bomb reach? You know, I mean, and I found out it actually, the bomb destroys everything in a 1 mile radius where it dropped. So picture where you're sitting right now and 1 mile out in a circle all the way around and maybe a little bit more and a little bit less, destroyed, devastated, gone. Pretty big bomb, huh? Imagine about 200 of those being dropped on North Korea, that fat, chunky little monkey out there, North Korean little, that little, I don't know what the hell he looks like. He looks like a gremlin. I mean, that is one ugly North Korean. The guy that, he's the leader of North Korea, that is one ugly North Korean. All right, anyway, Dr. Ventura, go ahead, welcome to the program. Introduce yourself to the people that don't know you, because there are some new callers, and let's talk about the origin of Easter.
Hey, good evening, Joseph. Listening audience, I'm Dr. Ventura. I have a master's in theology, master in theology, a doctor in religious education, currently working on a PhD. I have a law degree. And I pastor a church here in Imperial Beach, California. I want to thank you, Joseph, for having me as a guest on your program, and Brother Lewis, who is a parishioner of our church and a pillar. As to your subject, the origins of Easter, most people believe that Christ was crucified on a Friday and he resurrected on Sunday in the morning. And so they celebrate this sunrise service. But most people don't understand what the real origin of Easter is and what was the real day that Christ died. And so from the beginning of time, and I'm going to speak from a biblical perspective and a historical perspective. From the beginning of time, in Genesis 3:15 was the first prophecy. It said, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And so since the beginning of human race, since the beginning of time, since Genesis, people have been waiting for this Messiah to come. Now, Easter is found in the origins of Babylon. And it goes back to ancient times, not long after the global flood that's written in Genesis chapters 6 through 9. And we find in Genesis chapter 10, verse 8, Nimrod. And Nimrod, he's a grandson of Noah. And he turned from following his grandfather and his grandfather's God, and he became a very nasty ruler, very nasty, even tyrannical. But according to the Bible, Nimrod built Babylon, or Babel rather, the Tower of Babel. He built Nineveh. He built Assyria. He built Calais. He built other cities. And all these cities promoted a lifestyle that was very evil, perverse. When he died, his wife, who was Queen Semiramis, she deified him as the sun god or the life giver, one who brings life. And later, he became known to the people as Baal. And you find Baal in the Bible. And those who followed this religion of Semiramis would be called Baal worshippers. And they're associated with demon worship, human sacrifices, blood sacrifices, evil, sexual rituals, idolatry. And so the origin of Easter involves this birth of Semiramis, who had an illegitimate son, and his name was Tammuz. And somewhere along the line, she was able to convince the people that her illegitimate son, Tammuz, was her husband reborn. And since people had been looking for that promised savior since the beginning of Genesis 3:15, they were persuaded by her to believe that this Tammuz was that savior and that he was supernaturally conceived. Remember, Tammuz is an illegitimate son. And so in worship, in Tammuz, or Nimrod reborn, as she made the people, let the people believe, they also worshipped her as the goddess of fertility. In other cultures, she's been called Ishtar or Ashtar, and even Easter. Okay? And so this is not something that's not well known. If you know your Bible at all, Jeremiah the prophet talks about, it says, the people gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to create cakes to burn to the Queen of Heaven. And the Queen of Heaven, I assure you, is not Mary. And so you've heard of the term hot cross buns that they eat on Easter? Well, those are the representative of the cakes, the little cakes that they burn, you see, to the Queen of Heaven. And so it goes back to and I'm going to, you know, just put this in a nutshell. The origin of Easter goes all the way back to springtime. It's a ritual that's instituted by Semiramis herself, Nimrod's wife, following the death of the sun. And allegedly this son was killed by a wild boar. And legend has it through the power of his mother's tears, he was resurrected in the form of new vegetation that appears on the earth. And you say, well, that's outrageous. How could we tie that in there? Well, that's the origin. You don't know the origin because you haven't studied it out. You just believe what some priest or somebody told you. But according to the Bible, the city of Babel was created to defy God. The people had spoken one language. But the Easter bunny and the Easter egg are also traced back to the same practices because of the nature, the prolific nature. You know, rabbits have been associated with fertility and its goddess Ishtar. And the ancient Babylonians believed of the fable of the egg that fell into the Euphrates River from heaven and from the queen Astarte, that's another name for Semiramis, you see. And so for Christians, Easter has nothing to do with the Christian. Easter is a pagan holiday. And
so Peter, I want to ask a question. So, because there's people out there listening saying, I don't understand a lot of what he's talking about, but thank you for the history, and you explain the history very well. But you're telling me when I was growing up, my parents who left an Easter basket on the dining room table in the morning, I mean, they're wrong for doing that because they deceived me?
Well, did they tell you about Santa Claus?
Of course, Santa Claus.
And remember, you can't spell Santa without the same letters for Satan. And there is somebody in the Bible who says ho, ho, and comes from the north, and I assure you, it's not Santa Claus.
So you're telling me that the entire country, when we all feel warm and funny inside, and Christmas is a time of giving, and we're exchanging gifts, and we're singing, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, you're telling me that all these people are really chasing after a phantom, an evil demon, something that's fake and we're being deceived, even though a lot of goodness comes out of Christmas. I mean, a lot of people give more at Christmas than any other time of the year. And Easter, people attend church more than any other time of the year. So how could it be a bad thing? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. How could it be a bad thing if everyone goes to church on Easter Sunday and, hey, maybe some people got saved that day, you know, even though they had an Easter basket given to their children on the morning of Easter Sunday. I mean, so what's the difference of saying, hey, the good outweighs the evil in a way? You know, the ends justify the means here. So is it a good thing or you know, you know what I'm getting at here? I mean, what do we do?
I've had that discussion with several pastors who send out Easter flyers. And I said to him, why in the world would you associate Easter with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? I mean, my church celebrates Resurrection Sunday. We don't celebrate the Easter pagan festival. And I said, why in the world would you do that? And he said, well, the people recognize Easter, so, you know, they'll come to church and maybe we can win them to Christ. I said, oh, that's great. I said, well, why don't we hold a satanic ritual downtown, and we'll bring what's-his-name, Alice Crowley, there, and maybe we can get a couple people saved. Is that okay, too? The ends don't
show. Or have a bingo game in the basement of a Catholic church. You know?
You are going to get to heaven, these ministers, and these people, and they're going to find out that God is not. Remember the Lord said, Lord, Lord, you'll call me Lord, Lord, and I'll tell you I never knew you. And you'll tell him, well, I celebrated Easter every year, and he'll say, Easter? What has Easter got to do with me, a pagan ritual? First of all,
yeah.
Christ did not die on a Friday. He said, as a sign of Jonah, 3 days and three nights he would be in the whale's belly. Okay? You do not get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday. Second of all, when you read the gospel accounts, the sun had not even risen yet when they got to the tomb. And they brought the spices to anoint him, and he had already resurrected. You see?
Hang on, Dr. Ventura, just so everyone knows, we all agree Jesus was real. I know we have some people on the line tonight that don't believe Jesus is the Messiah, and we do have, I know one caller here, I see his number, and I'm going to give him time here to speak, and he believes religion is the cause of all the nonsense around the world, and I'm going to give him some time, and remember, this isn't a debate, we're not going to yell at each other, we're simply talking and spewing out our facts on what we know and what we have learned as individuals on this earth. Now, many people disagree. If we all agreed, then I guess heaven would be on earth. You know, I mean, it's just like if we all like the same football team, how could there be any football? There'd be no competition. But in a way, I do see the gentleman's point here that I'm going to bring on here. And then I want to bring Brother Lewis on. And any other callers, press 1 and give your opinion about Easter Sunday. What does it mean to you? I want to know, what does it mean to you? Is it just a ham on Sunday? Is it just a ham and get together with your family? Or is it about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Because we can all agree, Jesus did exist. Hang on, Peter, hang on. We can all know for a fact, Jesus did walk this earth. It's documented, for goodness sake. You know, and you say, well, it wasn't around back then. How do I know it really happened? Come on. How do you know what happened yesterday? Can't you read yesterday's newspaper? It's documented. People keep records. It's a fact. Are records distorted? Come on. Of course. But at the same time, records are kept. You know, and I do believe that there are higher powers out there and forces and goodness in the world that keep the truth secured, so that all men can learn from it. So therefore, go ahead, Peter, finish up, because I've got to bring in the next caller, and then, of course, we'll get back to you. Go ahead.
1 John says, if you're a Christian, 1 John says, according to this word, that if you deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that's the spirit of Antichrist. That's not Antichrist, but that's the spirit of Antichrist. And you'll notice that Islam says that, yes, Jesus was just a prophet, you see. But it said Jesus Christ. And by the way, Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ means Messiah. So, see, if a person denies that Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, came in the flesh, the Bible tells us that we're dealing with a person who has the spirit of Antichrist, and that's somebody who's against Christ. And that spirit of Antichrist manifests itself later on. So what the other point I'd like to say about this is most people don't even know what day Christ died, and they don't even know what time he resurrected. And so they're standing out on the beach worshiping the sun, waiting for the sun to come up, thinking that Christ hadn't resurrected before the sun was up, when the Bible clearly tells you he has. And these are rituals that were brought from Babylon, the seat of Satan, went to Pergamos, and from Pergamos went to Rome. And that's where, when we get to Lewis, Brother Lewis, he'll tell you a little about Constantine and Roman Catholicism. So
that's
I'll turn
great.
It to you,
all right. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I gave you a little extra time because you were on some good points there. And we'll bring Brother Lewis on, because Easter is very important. And anyone, and I want everyone to know, anyone who calls into this program at any time, I've got Dr. Peter Ventura on right now on the line. We're talking about the origins of Easter. But I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump here today and what he had done in Afghanistan, and then I'm going to get back to Brother Lewis, and we're going to get back to the Easter Sunday subject. And anyone who wants to chip in, hang on, background noise, anyone please, no interruptions. Anyone who wants to chip in and be a part, I don't screen callers. I don't ask you what do you want to talk about before you come on, okay? I connect you live, 100%. That's why sometimes we get some wackos who call in and they start acting silly, okay? But that's what I have to put up with when I do a live show. So if we get some crank callers on, please excuse that. And don't hang up, because that's not what this show is about, all right? And if you have a serious topic you want to talk about, or you want to add on to the subject we're talking about, or maybe you have something you want to bring on to the show that we need to address, and believe me, we call people live on this program. We call police departments. We call governors. We call congressmen. We've had the Prime Minister of Canada, former Prime Minister of Canada, on this program as a guest, actually. So this program, we don't play games like other block talk shows. And we're not opinionated, and I'm not going to start yelling and screaming at you and hang up on you like other block talk shows, all right? So, real quick here, Afghanistan. Donald Trump dropped a bomb, the mother of all bombs, today in Afghanistan. It had a one mile ratio kill radius, meaning that if where you're standing right now, imagine a circle 1 mile long all the way around you. It decimated everything. And people are saying, well, he dropped it in the middle of a desert. No, it was a bunker-busting bomb. It was to have a ripple effect and destroy underground tunnels. But I also can use this theory to say that this may have been a warning or a test to see how much damage this bomb could do for North Korea, all right? In North Korea, right now, this weekend, folks, I've talked to military personnel, I've talked to people in the military, and watching news reports and listening to what's going on. I'm going to tell you right now, this weekend, North Korea is planning on a nuclear test. If they go through with this test, China has threatened to bomb North Korea. China. China has put 150,000 troops on the border. Why? Because when the United States, put destroyers, aircraft carriers in the Pacific, ready for attack launch mode, and has put Patriot missile systems in South Korea to intercept artillery that North Korea will throw against Seoul. Let me tell you something. What I'm trying to get at, folks, we're looking at the beginning of World War III. This weekend is going to be big. North Korea promises they're going to have a nuclear test this weekend. And Japan also is threatening to strike North Korea right now. So listen, folks, this is serious business. And remember, you're not getting the truth on Fox News. Instead of going on Facebook tonight, why don't you look at the alternative media out there? That's where you're going to get the truth, okay? And we're looking at the beginnings of World War III. It could happen. It could happen, man. You know? And this is huge. We got remember. I mean, it's just amazing, the events. And Trump's not playing games. And you know what? I'm going to back my president. I'm going to back him 100%. I believe he's doing what is right. I don't think he's a part of the New World Order. I don't think he's a part of the establishment at all. And I believe this is long overdue, and you can thank your abomination people and your liberal snowflakes for the last 10 years that have screwed this country up. And that's why we're in the situation we are right now. But anyway, I want to bring on area code 302, and then I'm going to get to Brother Lewis. Brother Lewis, press the number 1 so I know that's your number, please, if you can. I've got about 35 numbers on the screen right now. Press the number 1. If you can, Brother Lewis, press the number 1. All right, I see you. Very good. That's you. You're after my next caller here. And remember, if you want to chip in tonight, you're more than welcome, by all means. And if you're spoofing your number, I know who you are, okay? Don't play games with me. I don't like that, all right? Don't do that. Don't like it. Don't like it at all. All right, area code 302. Go ahead. You get a few minutes here. Talk, please, my friend.
How you doing, Joe?
Doing good. How you doing?
And everybody who's listening from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK to the University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo, whether you black or white, old, young, gay, straight, alike, we're at the right place at the right time in the right season for the right reason. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that can stop something whose time has come. And I appreciate you allowing the Pan-African Intelligence Network to get in where it fit in as it relates to kill or be killed. Now, I know you and all your good doctors and everybody in your itinerary, whether they're black or white, y'all ready to do some damage to the human family. But as it relates to the Creator, and the Pan-African Intelligence Network, which is internationalism, everybody has to be an internationalist. And since I'm the national international director of the Bloodless Revolution, you got to lay the whole map of the whole human planet on the earth in 2017 to qualify to be at the pulpit, podium, telephone, and microphone. Blog Talk, FCC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, or 1063, BET, MTV, you got to qualify to be here to bring in Live and Let Live in One Love. And no matter what color you are, there's only one race, not an arms race or a race of people under kill or be killed that can save your ass in 2017. And it's extraordinary that I can bring this testimony into international public record on your program, Joe. Because you brought up some great things, and I want to put the ugly American. I heard you say about somebody in another sector of the world that's ugly, but everyone on the planet out of 205 nations, even European nations, know that there's an ugly, ugly American. This is not a new thing. The illegal alien European invaders, here's where the ride gets tricky. I have to shake you up before I wake you up. I speak the same to black people, to white people, because Live and Let Live in One Love is the Creator. I know that many people in this country, under God and country, they like the Bible or the Torah or the Quran under God and country. But when you look at Christ, word Christ is one anointed to crush wickedness. And whoever is on their watch in their names in 2017, if you see wickedness, you are equal opportunity employer. If you see wickedness, you are a Christ, an equal opportunity employer to crush wickedness. I know you was talking about the holidays and Easter and tomorrow is what they would determine as Good Friday, but there is no Good Friday in the United States of America, just as there's no Good Friday nowhere on the planet based on what we see going down at the moment. So holidays is what we have, H-O-L-L-E-R, and we have days where we want holidays. A holiday is when we all can enjoy Mother Earth with freedom, justice, and total independence. That's why the red, black, and green is divinely intervening in 2017 under the matriarch, society. Mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers are the proper administrations and authority to run Mother Earth. And I know we're slow over here in the black community or the white community, and I have to take you back to nursery rhymes because y'all are special education and you're in the IP unit. Nursery rhymes. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's men and all the king's armies cannot put Humpty together again. The emperor has no clothes. Now, there are many, 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 many nursery rhymes, and I didn't write them, or nobody looked like me wrote them, or Trash Jesus the Sinister. No one looked like him wrote those nursery rhymes, but that was the genesis. Now, fast forward to this revolutionary revelation. Under nationalism, God and country, you're under kill or be killed. From the genesis of how this thing started. Now we're in the fast forward to the revolutionary revelation.
A couple minutes, please. Couple minutes. I want to get to the next caller, okay?
Absolutely. Now, under internationalism, live and let live in one love is the order of the day. Because many people with the Bible, Torah, and the Quran, y'all say you P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, praying. But once you get off your knees, you're P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, not praying. Both words, they say we're praying six times a day or one time a day. Everybody's on their fucking, on their knees praying. But after they get off their knees, they're P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. Equally as important. Internally, 5% of the American people in the United States of America, you're imploding on each other as we speak. The Civil War, the race war, atrocities, these internal afflictions where we're imploding on each other, and then we have the audacity in 2017 to pledge allegiance to explode the mother of all battles. The mother of all battles, we have the audacity to explode, to expand the hostilities, the carcinogens, the pollutants, those things that under gun control, it's mind control, because kill or be killed is the reality that we are all confronted with. And then when you look at the word peace, P-E-A-C-E is in the Bible, Torah, and the Quran. But once y'all finish talking about some peace, you are on your feet getting a piece of ass, right? The people, human people. Peace and peace, they are synonymous. They are duality. They are balance. You can only have peace when people stop getting, not keep going forward and onward, Christian soldier, until we get a peace of those who may have the Quran. And I'm not a Muslim, or they have the Bible or the Torah. I'm not a Hebrew Israelite or a Jew, but I am a people with sovereignty, integrity, and dignity of independence. So the holidays is what we're going to suffer, whether we have Halloween, the Last Supper of Thanksgiving, Christmas, the Merry Mess, December 31st to January 1st, a new year. That's not no new year, just like Jesus. Whoever y'all say this guy is, black Jesus or white Jesus, he was not born in a manger somewhere on December 25th. All of y'all,
all right,
white
I gotta
and black.
I got to bring Brother Lewis on, sir.
All right, let me get 30 seconds because all y'all are saying. Y'all are the same.
30 seconds.
Whether you're black Jesus minister, 30 seconds. Black Jesus minister and white Jesus minister, y'all all the same under kill or be killed. How dare you, 5% of the planet, when most people don't want the books of the dead. And I'm talking about the Torah first, then the Bible, and then the Quran. That's only 7,000 years of history. I can trace the people of the third eye, the people of 666, the people of the red, black, and green in 2017, I can paint them millions of years of the Ethiopian Empire. And Ethiopia will stretch forth her hands unto God and rule the world. That's the revelation, the revolution. So everybody with this prophet of doom and gloom, and we want to go outside this country and hurt some people while we hurt each other internally based on what we see Don't be Helen Keller, Jose Feliciano, Ray Charles, and Stevie Wonder, because we need each other, because red blood is in everybody under their skin, and pure, resourceful water is necessary, and the majority of people outside this country don't have access to the purification of water, and this is the essential of life. It ain't got nothing to do with no food or no guns, and I'm serious about this now. So all of y'all are the same, black or white. You honor nationalism, but Creator is an international being, live and in living color. The Creator is an international being. It is not here for the honor.
I've got to get to Brother Lewis, sir. I got to get to Brother Lewis.
Right.
Please, I'll bring you back.
Thank you.
I'll give you a few minutes towards the end of the program, barring time, of course. You know you're a support. I know you're a supporter of the program, and of course you're bringing your opinion and educational thoughts to the program. And a lot of people do agree with you. So, but thank you.
Let me tell you quickly. One quick thing. I'm not responsible for what my opinion, your feelings, your thoughts, or what you believe. I'm only responsible for what you know to bring in live and let live in one love. That's it. So I don't have an opinion, a thought, a feeling, or a belief. I know you inside you. You know what I know, but you caught in the web of lies and deceit. So we got to change this thing quick or fast, or nobody's going to see.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'll mute you temporarily. Stay on the line, please, and I'll get you back. But we got to respect everybody's time, okay? I know everyone's got a lot to say, and I only do 90 minutes. And everyone's welcome to the program. Brother Lewis has a lot to say, so I got to bring Brother Lewis on here, Brother Lewis. And I'm hoping Mike, my uncle, I don't know if Michael is listening tonight. Mike, my uncle, he's a supporter, and Deborah Lewis and Elizabeth Rondo. I know Elizabeth Rondo couldn't make it, but I'm hoping Mike is out there tonight. We're talking about the origins of Easter Sunday, actually. And we talked about some interesting things here. And Brother Lewis, I want to give you about 5 to 6 minutes to have your say, because we got to bring in people. And if you need an extra minute or two, I understand. But let's try to keep. And I want to bring Dr. Ventura back also for rebuttal. But go ahead. And if Black Jesus ministers out there, you're welcome to call in also. Everyone's welcome here tonight. Everyone's welcome to the program. But, Brother Lewis, the floor is yours. Uninterrupted for at least 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let's pray. Dear Holy Spirit, please be here tonight in a wonderful and awesome way to teach and to show the lost and show the righteous what your word has said. Brother Peter mentioned briefly Nimrod, Sundaranus, and Tammuz. Nimrod was the great hunter of the souls of men in the first great civilization after the flood of Noah. And his wife, Semiramis, also was called Ishtar, which became Easter in the time of the Rome, time of the Roman Empire. So that's where you first get the name Easter. I think we should start at the beginning here about the Tower of Babel, which, of course, later became Babylon. There's a great book written by Brother Tom Horn called Exovantagana, showing that the Tower of Babel was actually what is now called a demonic, satanic stargate, where the demonic powers, the fallen angels, would descend from the other side of our reality to Earth. And there are several of these. The one in Arizona, which the Vatican, you know, has a big telescope out, and they're watching these creatures ascend up to the heavens and down from the heavens, even right now today. And Brother Horan have written quite a bit about that. And the thing is, you can go to Genesis 2 and why they were doing this. You remember it said that the sons of God, and the sons of God were the creatures directly created by God. Adam was the only person in the Old Testament created directly by God. This is talking about the fallen angels. It says the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took wives of all whom they choose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in those days, and also after, where the sons of God came in under the daughters of men and bare children to them, the same became mighty men which are old men of renown. And these offspring of the demonic people, demonic angels, and the human women corrupted the whole human genome before Noah, and that's why the earth was destroyed, to remove this corruption of the human genome, so that Noah, one of the very few that were left, whose genes were not corrupted, him, his sons, and their wives could restart the human race. Well, this Tower of Babel was another attempt by Satan to send down his demonic angels and to do this all over again. And he did succeed in a small way, but no way as had been happened before. So this is, we have to understand Babylon and the cult of Septuagint and Tammuz, which was the mother-child worship, which was then when Constantine married the church to the world. All he did, he said, well, this demonic statue, you can call this demonic statue Peter, and this statue of Septuagint and her son Tammuz, you can now call that Mary and the child Jesus. And he went down through all the saints, says, well, these demonic statues, you can keep on worshiping them because they're no longer of the devil, they're actually Christian. You see, it was such a hideously bad idea, but he didn't know. I don't think he really had an idea. He just wanted to bring Christianity in the empire, so-called Christianity. But he brought the world. He brought all the pagan holidays. The Christmas, for example, was the pagan holiday of the new sun, because December 23rd, 24th was when the sun stopped, descending further to the south and started coming north again. And that was a great pagan holiday. So the Christians in Rome, they would have they would celebrate the birth of Jesus on that day, because everybody else was doing a festival, so they wouldn't be noticed. So while the pagan world, or pagan Rome, and even Christian Rome later, would actually be worshiping the rising sun, the Christians who really knew what was going on would be worshiping the Lord Christ. And no one knows exactly when he was born, but it was decided somehow that they would worship it on the 23rd.
All right, Brother Lewis, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question real quick here?
Of course.
How does it affect us today as Christians, all this history that you're throwing at us? I mean, today, like I said, we put an Easter basket on the kitchen table. We're coloring Easter eggs. We see the commercials on TV, the Cadbury eggs. We see the rabbit. Muck, 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 muck. We've all seen it, you know? And what we're doing is, what I'm trying to get at is, what's the reason for the deception? I mean, is there a reason or an agenda to this? I mean, what's the end goal here? Why are we being deceived?
Okay, very simple. And there are many cults out there that do the same thing. They will put a little eyedropper of poison in a perfectly good cup of water, and say, well, what does it matter? You know, you can drink it. It might kill you. It probably won't. But what does a little poison do? You know, there's a lot of pseudo-Christian movements out there that bring in the world, or they bring in Christian psychology, like the purpose-driven churches, or they bring in the name and claim it, you know, which is another heresy, which deceives people and drags people away from the true gospel. And so when you bring out those Easter eggs, you're actually bringing out Ishtar, the demonic goddess, and with the Easter eggs, those are the symbols of her worship, of the springtime, of the new birth, of nature, of the rabbits.
Okay. Hang on, Brother Lewis. Good, you answered my question, but now to the second part of the question. Big deal. So what? Is it hurting us today? What's the end game here? You know, you know what I mean? I had someone email me just a few minutes ago. Okay, we're believing Easter is wrong. Okay, it's a pagan holiday. Who's it hurting? who's it hurting? Am I going to wake up tomorrow and burn in hell because of this? I mean, I believe in Jesus Christ. That's what someone sent me. Just because I give my son a colored Easter egg, does that mean he's going to burn in hell? That's what someone typed. Can you answer that question, please?
Of course. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. The Christian who knows this will not participate in that. No, they will go to church, I'm sure, and they'll tell their pastor and whoever, you know, will listen that churches shouldn't do this because it's a pagan ritual. And, you know, when you bring pagan symbols into a church, in many cases, demonic spirits will haunt or inhabit those symbols. Like, you would not ever have, like, a statue of a tiki god in your home because it might well be bringing into your home a demonic spirit. And that actually happened to my best friend. He brought a tiki god home from the Orient, and his family had all kinds of trouble until the pastor said,
Get rid
of that thing.
Interesting. Brother Lewis, interesting. This divides the family. People. I remember a brother telling me, caller, I'll get to the next caller here. I got three callers on the line, but the next caller who's been waiting for 20, well, it says he's been on the line for 25 minutes, but I know he just pressed the number one. So I'm looking at the call screen, 678. I'm going to get to you one second. A few seconds. I remember a brother telling me, you know what, remember that big case in Cheshire, Connecticut, where the family got burned up? The father got accused, and when his name was slandered, the wife was raped and tortured, the children got burnt up. This was in Cheshire, Connecticut. And these two men who were out on parole broke into the home, took the mother to the bank, made her withdraw money. They burnt the house down with the people tied up inside. The father escaped. Someone said, you know what they were watching on TV that night? And this is a true story. They were watching Harry Potter. If you bring witchcraft, I'm trying to get to the point here. If you're going to bring witchcraft and evil symbolic symbols into your home, what do you get? Brother Lewis is telling you, trouble. You're going to get trouble. And Brother Lewis, I want to get back to you, but I've got some callers here. I've been waiting a while. I want to give everyone equal amount of time here. 678, I don't know who this is. 678, go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, this is Gershom, G-R-S-H-O-M. I called you a week or so ago. Enjoying your show again. Let me just tell you, I want to touch on this Easter topic. And I'm not here to debate or argue, but I am going to share that Easter is simply a false holiday and a distraction. And all holidays are pagan holidays if they are not the Passover. Now, let me explain this. Easter has been created specifically to hide the Passover from here in America. The Passover is not to be recognized and remembered. It is for a purpose, and that purpose ever.
I'm losing you. I'm losing you. 678. I'm losing you. Are you in a good location? Are you driving or something? Because I'm losing you, brother.
Oh man, I am driving, and. Give me 1 second.
I can hear you now.
Bridge.
Okay. That's why I was losing you, but I can hear you now. I understand. I'm glad I got people out there. Listen, I'm glad I got people out there driving on the road listening to my show. That's an honor. I appreciate that. But go ahead. Continue on, sir.
Absolutely. I think we need to make sure we're not overlooking the Passover, and that has been a deception. Easter has been a deception for us to hold that, which is indeed following Ishtar, or the goddess of sex and just follow the history of Ishtar, follow the history of where Easter leads you, and you'll find that it is the Roman rituals of rebirthing, of sexual orientations. However, the Passover has nothing to do with that. The Passover is simply what you've always read it to be, and that is the covering of the trials to come, the covering of the Hebrews when they were going to face death, when death was coming, death would pass over them. Now, considering the times that we're living in, I am assured that this Passover is very significant for the purpose of understanding that we are still under or supposed to abide by this covering and to fall under that covering. And that covering being that Passover is the very blood that Christ shed for the sake, not just for the sake of the Hebrews at this point, it is the sake for all people who will come under that covering. And in this time frame, if we're not following and getting under that particular understanding, then we're going to miss it because we have no idea what we're about to face. We are at an edge of time, and that time is specific in scriptures that titles up. We can go through different dispensations of time, but the last amount of time I'm discussing is the last 400 years as well as the last 70 years. And we're really at about 69 and a half of those years where he said they'll face a visitation after 70 years after they've been established, there'll be a visitation to perform the good works that he promised to perform in them. Now, at this point, we have to determine where do those dates and times start from. That takes a little study, but not so much, but you have to be open to that type of study, but you have to go all the way back into the beginning of where Passover started, why it was created, and why we were to observe it until the time of his visitation. Now, I'm telling you, we're approaching that time frame, so we need to go back to start there. Leave Easter alone because that's I swear it's a decoy. And these are the things that I think is part of the deception. When you were asking Brother Lewis, why all the deception? What's the harm? The harm is that we're going to miss the covering. We're going to miss why why Christ even delivered himself to be that type of sacrifice, and what were we to be saved from? And we have no idea what that salvation involves. So anyway, Brother, I just wanted to say thank you for even allowing me on and let me at least voice that to you. I hope it helps anything, but that's what we need to start putting our studies and our mindsets at where that Passover is concerned. We are in that time frame, so I hope that helps, Brother.
Hey, thank you so much. I know you're a new caller that's been calling in, and I welcome your voice all the time. I was wondering what happened to you during the last show, but hey, thanks tonight. You're obviously very knowledgeable, and I've just got two emails right now from people that say, hey, they like you, they like what you said, and you seem very knowledgeable. One person said, great new caller. So you got a couple people out here that like you calling into the program, so that's great. And I know you directed a question. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm a fan of the truth. That's all. I'm a fan of the truth.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and mute your number. I hope you continue to listen. We only got 30 minutes left to the program, and if you've got to get back in there, just press 1 again. All right.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and mute it. All right. Thank you. Just because he's driving, and I know he's got a little background noise. But before I get back to Brother Lewis, in area code 302, you're out there, and I know you're sucking all this in, and you're listening, and I'm going to give you a few minutes before the program ends. And I respect him as a listener. I may not agree with everything he says, but you know what? This show is open to everybody. So if you got a story you want to share, if you got a friend, hey, call into this guy's radio show because you want to know why? He's going to give you a voice. And we got a lot of people in the chat room listening. I got some messages in the chat room. Okay, another person just messaged me. They liked the last caller. He spoke the truth about Easter. That's great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Dr. Ventura, go ahead. You've been waiting a long time now. Go ahead. Everything you've heard, the floor is yours.
Well, I agree with the brother that just called in. Amen. We need to, in as much as we need to watch for the deception, and we are being deceived, and it's the purpose of the deception is to draw you away from the truth and away from Christ. As far as the other brother, fellow that called in there with his revolution, I'd like to tell him that I'm sufficiently sponsored by the exuberance of my own verbosity, and even though I'm autodidact, the truth has never been brought to ignominious defeat, and the truth stands as it is. And he obviously We all need to look at the history of the human race. The Bible is a history book, and it's a history of the human race, and it starts with bloodshed, and it ends with bloodshed. So all that, every man out for himself, we need to protect each other. We need to get under the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we all need to do. We need to receive Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and secure our eternal destiny, because that's what it's really all about. Thank you, Joe.
And Dr. Ventura, you just addressed a brother from area code 302, and I'll get him back on. And you praised the last brother that just called in who was driving. And I want to say, anyone else who wants to chip in, I don't screen callers. Again, I got four new callers that just logged in. One of them is area code 619. Another one is 713. The other one is 910. All right, and the other one's a 1111 number. That's a private number. That'll probably be a crank caller. I don't screen callers, so if you want to call in and chip in and talk about the subject here tonight, or if you've got some of the story you want to talk about, or you want to have a show idea in the future, just press number one and I'll get you on, okay? But I've got Dr. Peter Ventura from Imperial Beach, California. I'm here broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. Dr. Ventura, the last gentleman did direct a question towards Brother Lewis. I don't know if he heard it or not, but or he directed a comment towards Brother Lewis. I know Brother Lewis is still on the line here. Dr. Ventura, anything else you want to add before I get to Brother Lewis?
No, go ahead, please. I'm always thrilled to hear Brother Lewis.
All right, Brother Lewis, go ahead. I'm going to give you a couple minutes. You heard that caller. Obviously, the gentleman's blessed with knowledge. He spoke, and he's a new caller. He's a new supporter of the program. And when I see him, I'm going to log his number down. And when I do see him, I'm going to try to put it as a priority so he doesn't have to wait so long, because this guy knows what he's talking about, you know. And like I said, I got a couple other callers on the line. And if you do want to get on, press the number one, and I will get you on live on the air. I'm not like other blog talk shows. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm not like the other shows. Trust me, this show is about understanding the times in which we live in today. And we have interviewed very prominent people all through the country and the world. We got people listening from Germany tonight. I thank you. And England, the country of England. Christina England was a guest on this program about 6 months ago. She lives in the country of England. I know it's late out there, and I'm telling you, she is dedicated. She listens to this program every time we broadcast. And I want to say thank you, Christina. I'd like to have you back on soon. Christina England, thank you so much. But Brother Lewis, go ahead. You're live. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, there are some Christians that believe that they have to do all of the Hebrew feasts because their priest or prophet told them, but. That was for the Hebrew person in the Old Covenant. So today we are in the era of the dispensation of the church, so that is no longer necessary. However, we have to be really careful not to bring up again the old paganism, which goes all the way back to the very beginning. The reason that Satan had this Nimrod, Septuranus, and Tammuz, and that whole thing was to develop a counterfeit opposition system of religion to detract worship away from God and His Christ.
Yeah, good point, Brother Lewis. Good point. And I've got a couple other emails. If all these people out there go to church on Sunday, Brother Lewis, and I want you to answer this question. They eat the wafer. You know, they go to their Holy Trinity church, like my great-grandmother did, and they gave their children Easter baskets on the dining room table when they woke up in the morning. Tell me, what, and again, I'm getting these questions, what harm does it really do? I mean, if someone goes to church on Sunday just because it's Easter, maybe they'll receive a message that'll save them and bring them to God. What harm does it do? The Easter Bunny, is it really evil? And I know Dr. Ventura explained the history of where it all came from, but we live in 2017. And the Cadbury egg commercials, tell me, you know, is it really hurting anyone? What's the big deal? What's Good Friday? You don't eat meat on Friday. You know, the Pope, you know, I mean, tell me, Brother Lewis, what devastating effect does this have on individual Americans out there today or people around the world that do believe in Christianity? Because we know the Muslims don't celebrate Easter. You know, so we're just talking about Christianity tonight. But go ahead. Answer that question, please.
Okay. Now, the first thing that was mentioned, of course, is the Sunday worship. And the Apostle Paul very eloquently said, one man may hold a day of worship above another, but whether Christ is worshiped on that day or a different day, paraphrase, it really doesn't matter, because the day that he goes to worship God, he worships God on that day. And as far as the Easter Bunny and all that sort of thing, well, it's a symbolic worship of Septuagint and Ishtar, Easter, the word Easter comes from. And should you be doing things that are part of a heretical and demonic religion? Because that is what you're really doing. You say, well, it doesn't matter. Well, I would say, yes, it does matter, because are you going to do things that Christ has told you to do? Or are you going to go do the symbols of the religion of Babylon, bring them into your house, into your church? And I do think that, just like, you know, my dear brother brought the tiki god into his house, not really realizing, you know, until it caused all kinds of havoc, you know, you're bringing in the stuff into your house that you should not. And there are always consequences when you do that. Yes, it does matter.
Hang on. You answered the question. It does matter. And you mentioned great points. And I want to bring that point up. I brought up about Cheshire, Connecticut, the murders that happened. They were watching Harry Potter. Did that really spark the murders? No, but it brought evil into their house. And we all know that when you bring evil and symbolism and demonic things into your house, what do you have? You have a dysfunctional family. Okay, you don't have love. It's like me when I grew up. We had Easter baskets. We celebrated Christmas. We were given presents every Christmas. But we knew nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ. Where did we end up? My family was separated. The children of the home were divided up. And I ended up going to prison. And my brothers and sisters were still divided to this day. We're still suffering. And background noise. I don't know who's got the background noise. Please, whoever it is. And there's an echo in the background because it's disrupting the call. It really is. Please. Thank you. If you're on a speakerphone or if you're listening at your computer at the same time, it'll be an echo, and that's what I'm hearing. All right? Or if you're expecting calls on your phone while you're calling in, there'll be a beep, and I can hear it. Okay? So please. Go ahead, Lewis. Go ahead.
You remember that horrific attack in Paris on the nightclub by the Muslim terrorists? You know what they were doing in the nightclub? They were playing loud music, cursing Christ and the Christian religion. You know,
really?
That's what the whole nightclub, you know, scene and you know, it was a concert and everything was blasphemous. And everything denigrated Christ.
Yeah.
And I think God used the Muslim terrorists to bring judgment on that.
And I've got another caller here I want to get to that's been waiting a while. I'm going to go ahead and connect this caller. Area code 619, last four digits, 1175. Hello? Last four digits, 1175. Are you there? Hello? Hello? I'm going to mute you back and then unmute you. Maybe you didn't get connected. Unmuted. Hello? 619. Four digits.
Joe, I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You pressed the number one, though. That's okay. That's all right. I'll go ahead and mute you. Thank you for listening, though. I really appreciate it. Listeners are very important, and if you just want to listen, that's great. All right, let's see here. Let me get back to Brother Lewis. Let's see here. Who am I missing? I'm scant. I wish the screen would give me all the numbers at once instead of all the advertisements and nonsense I get. Instead, I can only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 numbers out of 30. So I got to keep scrolling up and down. But anyway, I want to get to 302 again. I'm going to give him, now, sir, I want you to take 2 minutes. 2 minutes, please, to listen to what you talked about, because Dr. Peter Ventura addressed you and what you had to say. So take 2 minutes, please, and have a rebuttal to what he had to say. You're unmuted. Go ahead. Area code 302, last four digits, 1337. Go ahead.
Mandela Khan of the Pan-African Intelligence Network, and I will not tolerate anyone having selective amnesia. And I'm going to help you remember, because each and every one of you, based on the new caller, a black caller, Jesus, and the Bible, everyone, Joe, and Dr. Ventura, and the other gentleman, y'all all endorsed him, but you did not endorse the red, black, and green in 2017 under the matriarch, and here's why I got you. Checkmate, slam dunk, touchdown, and now the spring training is here, home run. I got the home run, and you ain't heard this never uttered by any human being on the planet Earth. Y'all got selected amnesia because you and your minions, under 7,000 years of history, you are rejecting me, the son of the matriarch of 7 million years of history. And I know that George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, the Clintons, the Kennedys, even the Obamas, in the last 8 years, bought in Adam and Steve. So whether you are from the Pope or the Storefront Baptist Church all the way down, Cardinal Bishop, Monsignor, Imam, you are a criminal under the patriarch of the Masonic Order, because y'all all under the books of the dead, the book of how we get free. I'm the author of that story, you and me, based on the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers of the stolen legacy, because the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, if anyone from the Roman Catholic Church to the Storefront Baptist Church with the Torah, Bible, and Quran can witness what's happening to the families and realize what's missing in history, the stolen legacy, is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's not the deity. What deity of the Mother
one minute,
Goddess?
One minute, brother.
Me?
One minute, okay? 1 minute, please.
What deity under the Ethiopian total recall of the red, black, and green would recognize a deity of Mother Goddess? And why are there no Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Muslims, or Christians with your statues and your images from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, the Clintons, the Kennedys, the Obamas, and he's the $6 million fall guy man, 8 years of everybody being missing, heart, kidneys, and livers, melanin, and there's not an illegal alien, European invader, white person, as Islam was slaving African people before Europeans. Islam was enslaving African people before Europeans trespassed on all the holy lands. And America's, I dare you to Google, Joe, or any of your so-called black caller with the Bible or a white caller with the Bible, I dare you to Google before the 240-year failed experiment called the United Snakes of America. I dare you to Google before the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. If you dare go back, I guarantee you this is the Ethiopian Empire, because this is the Ethiopian oceans that surround North, South, and Central Americas. And I'm telling y'all, all of y'all, Americas, North, South, and Central America, that's Canada, Alaska, and south of Texas. Y'all want to put a wall up? Bolivia, Peru, Colombia, Haiti, Santo Domingo, Mexico, Jamaica, all these places you want to put
sir.
A wall
wrap it up.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up, Joe, because I know that not on FCC, radio, and TV, this is the hardest hitting interaction on the radio anywhere in this country. And I wouldn't say it because that. So, because I'm here, that's why this is the hardest hitting, because I'm the son of the matriarch. And men was never, whether it's Shaka, Hannibal, or Barack Obama, or even this big Hitler, Donald Trump with the mother of all bombs, how dare any man, black or white, control Mother Earth, precious, precious resource, because mother knows best, because father surely lied on the kill or be killed. And I rest the occasion. I say the same stuff to black people, the white people, old gay people, the gay people. Everybody, Colin Kaepernick wasn't no damn clone. Colin Kaepernick and a whole bunch of people don't want to pledge allegiance to the Confederate flag, Bree Newsom, South Carolina, you know, Dylan, whatever his name, got 9 million years in America, but he was a state-sponsored terrorist that went into South Carolina. Charleston, you're in North Carolina, and I know what I'm talking about, Joe, because I'm telling you, Bree Newsom snapped the Confederate flag down that represents slavery, and the red, white, and blue is in opposition of the red, black, and green in 2017, and you haven't seen in all these cities where the red, black, and green is now reemerging to bring in live and let live and one love under the people of the Ethiopian Empire. And look at the locks people all over the world. The majority of people with locks in their hair, they're not black, and they're not all men. Y'all don't know.
Okay. Y'all talking about Russia. Gotta get to the next one.
Okay, 10 seconds. Y'all don't know that the people with locks, if you look at the people with locks in their hair, they're not all black under black power. They're not all white under white power. And if you go outside this country, you'll see people with locks from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK to the University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo, all in South and Central America, people with locks. That's the Ethiopian Empire, man. So y'all got to stop the bombing, stop the killing, and stop the lying. And no media other than yours, Joe Gibson, bought this, because this has never been uttered anywhere on the planet. So document this. You got this on YouTube, Joe?
I'm not on YouTube tonight, but we have been on YouTube. We're trying to get back on YouTube. We will be soon, but the show is popular, trust me. So you are being heard,
okay?
You've got to
document these things going forward from here, because the only holiday
listen,
is freedom, justice, and total independence. Okay,
the
only holiday is freedom, justice, and total independence for everybody, or freedom, justice, and total independence for nobody. And we're going to bomb and kill our way into everybody losing.
Well, I believe that. All right. Thank you. Area code 302, you know you're always welcome on the program. I'm going to mute the number. I hope you continue to listen, though. And we'll feed into the next show. Easter Sunday, we're going to be on Easter Sunday. Because we know it's not really Easter Sunday. We know that. But, yeah, we're going to bomb our way into peace. In a way, I'm going to tell you something right now. If Assad is removed from power in Syria, who do we get, folks? Who do we get, Dr. Ventura, Brother Lewis? Who do we get? We're going to get ISIS. Don't we all hate ISIS? ISIS is out to kill us. So why are we bombing Assad when we're going to get ISIS? Is there another government we're trying to set up? And you know what? When it comes to chemical weapons, it's a touchy subject. It really is. But another person brought up, what difference does it make how you kill a baby? Through a bomb, a bullet, or chemical weapons? Where do you draw the line, man? Babies are being killed around the world. In the name of what? We're going to carry this show on. And Dr. Ventura, that brings me to this point because we're running out of time. And Dr. Ventura, if you want to bring some of the listeners over to your program tonight and Nathan screens calls. I don't like it, but he's going to ask you, and I'm going to ask Nathan not to screen calls, and I don't do that. Just connect people live. That's what you need to do. I'm going to ask him to do that because I don't like screening. But Dr. Ventura, we're going to carry this conversation over to your program, which we're going to have a whole other group of listeners, folks, that are going to be listening. So if you want the message heard tonight, you may not get the freedom that you get on my program, but you will be heard. I know Dr. Ventura will allow you to be heard. I know that. I know that for a fact. Dr. Ventura, promote your program tonight for all the people that are listening.
All right, the name of the program is The Sound Doctrine Broadcast with Nathan on the Spot at Blog Talk Radio. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416.
And Nathan is an African-American, Dr. Ventura. That's very important. We've got a lot of African-Americans listening to this program tonight. Nathan is a producer.
Yes, and the founder of the Broadcast Association there is D.L. Brown, who also was a black Christian rapper at one time who got really saved. And so, and Nathan is an African American, but he's my Christian brothers, and these are my Christian brothers. And we're on at 6 o'clock in the Pacific time and 9 o'clock on the Eastern. So if you'd like to tune in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. Nathan on the Spot.
And I'll be on there. And I'll be on there tonight, brother. I will be on there. So my fans and my show, really, all you out there, I know it's late for a lot of you, but please carry on because we're going to continue this topic with new topics also. Dr. Ventura, can you give the phone number again for everybody because I'm getting messages. They want to hear the phone number.
It's 347. 945-5416.
Okay. All right. Very good. I hope everybody got it. If you didn't get it, message me on Facebook and I'll give it to you. All right. Because we're going to carry this subject over. And what the last brother was talking about, and I'm, you know, he gave me kudos. You want to know why? He said, look. Here I am, a white man. I'm giving this black man more time than he gets on other shows. You want to know why? Because I'm out for the truth. I want to know the truth. And you know that, Dr. Ventura, because we've combated each other. We want to know the truth. You know? And the truth of it is everything is a big, fat lie out there. And just like Easter Sunday. And that's what we're getting to, the origin of Easter. And I'm glad Brother Lewis explained a lot of the history of Easter. I hope he'll be on your show tonight also. And Dr. Ventura, you need to bring some of your church supporters onto the program tonight. But at the same time, the brother believes, though, we are also a part of the problem. Excuse me, I apologize for that. What we're trying to do is we're trying to realize that, look, we're all not going to be one big happy family on earth, Dr. Ventura. So let's analyze the scope of this. What's the bottom line? What's going to happen? We're all peace. What happens? Sudden destruction upon them. Doesn't the book of Isaiah tell us that? There's never going to be peace on earth. We're always going to have the poor with us. Can man solve his own problems on earth, Dr. Ventura? And it starts with Easter Sunday. Can we solve our own problems when it begins with a foundation of lies? Go ahead, Dr. Ventura. The floor is yours.
There's no peace on earth till the Prince of Peace returns. And that's a simple thing. A man's been trying to find peace and the fountain of youth for eternal life, and he's done it his own way for year after year after year, for thousands of years. He hasn't cured anything. Oh, he's cured little things. The primary causes, it's not evolution, it's devolution. And we, as the human race, we are heading down, not up. Things are not getting better. They're going to get worse, and they will continue to get worse. We are not kingdom builders. We don't believe that we're going to, you know, as Catholicism teaches, we're going to make it better and better and better until Christ returns and brings the kingdom in. And that's not what it says. Man, so the Bible is a bloody book. It starts with blood and it ends with blood. And that's the history of mankind. So you, if you're not saved, you need to get saved so at least you know where you're going for all eternity. How do we live in a world that's decaying around us? Well, the same way that Christ did. I had a lady ask me the other day. She said, Pastor, how come my brother was killed in an automobile accident? Where was God then? And I said, the same place he was, lady, when his son was killed on the cross.
Yep. That's right. Good point, Dr. Ventura. Good point. We're running out of time here, Dr. Ventura. And remember, Dr. Ventura, we're going to carry on this subject. All of you are welcome. Now, I don't run the program that Dr. Ventura runs. Nathan does. Nathan does give me a lot of leeway, and he's going to tell people, you know, it's Enterprise Media, but listen, Dr. Ventura gave you the background of the program. He'll give everyone their say. I know he will. But it's not run like my show. So please, don't get frustrated. Hang in there. Because you're going to get your say. Am I right, Dr. Ventura? You'll make sure you get to all callers?
Absolutely. I think you should contact Nathan and talk to him. And, you know, we'll let you host as you go along.
All right. Very good. Very good. Because we're running out of time right here. And I know there's a lot of people out there who I got other callers here. I'm sorry. I just can't get to you right now. I'm down to 4 minutes. And I don't do that overtime thing. You want to know why? Because it cuts you off without even letting you know. And I don't like that. So all you out there, Dr. Ventura, once again, announce the show, and then I'm going to wrap it up. Go ahead. Dr. Ventura.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Joe, for the opportunity to come on this evening. I look forward to the listening audience jumping over, picking it up on Nathan on the spot tonight, and I'll do whatever I can. I have no control over the controls, so Joe will contact Nathan, and we'll see how we can work that out a little better, and we'll let Joe be our moderator. Brother Lewis, will you join me tonight?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I don't have a dance card full of anybody else, so.
All right, and I'm asking everyone else. I'm asking area code 302 to jump over to the program, too, tonight. I know it's rare. Maybe it's a little late for you. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to carry on the conversation. And I've got 3 minutes left. If anyone wants to get a minute in there, press the number one now, and I'll punch you through and give you a minute. If not, you're going to have to carry on to Dr. Peter Ventura's show tonight. And his phone number to call in would be 347-945-5416. And I'm hoping a lot of my supporters will join in to that program tonight. Should be great. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And I want to thank everyone that listened tonight. I know I connected a couple callers that didn't want to be on. They just wanted to listen. I thought you pressed the number one. I apologize for that. I really do. I see a few others. Hang on here. I'm just scanning the numbers. Scanning the numbers here. 302, I hope you – I got to wrap it up. I only got 2 minutes left. Area code 302, I hope you call in the Dr. Ventura show. I'll be there, and I'm going to stick up for you. All right? All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Listen, the final countdown, that's what I'm going to blast off with here right now. Next show is on Sunday, Easter Sunday. Dr. Ventura, I'm sure we can come up with something great for Easter Sunday, maybe. Who knows? We may be at World War III on Easter Sunday, the way it's looking right now. But if you got a story or something you want to share, call in. All right, good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.